Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We're rolling.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Hump Day. It is July 13th, 2022. I get my new bed today.
Oh.
My entire being is craving.
Are you going to bone down in that bed right away? Is that like,
oh, we may never bone in that bed. That's my room.
That is harsh.
I know.
You're a mean lady.
Maybe I will. If he's good. If he behaves himself.
What kind of thing is that to say?
If he gets everything on the list done.
Oh,
then
God
I'll
sakes.
Reward him with this sweet, sweet gold mine. This is a secret show now, right? It is. Okay.
And you've changed all the buttons.
And all the,
that need to
all the buttons are changed.
You're not on the air.
I quadruple checked everything. We're good to go.
And we're recording.
We're recording.
Okay.
Right. Are we running a backup?
We are running a backup.
Oh, all right. Alex! All right. Fucking A. Ho.
And I might need that backup also for the podcasting, which is going to be interesting. So.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Oh, you know, just there's always, you know, stuff.
Always something.
Always something.
Listen, in the end, if today's secret show is lost, it's not the end of the world.
No, the secret show will be good. Secret show will be good.
But what about, what are you hoping to not
podcasting
lose?
Stuff, other stuff. Oh, yeah, I got to go check out.
You're in charge of all that stuff. So you got a lot of extra work, don't you, when Bryn's not here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do.
You're running the show.
Yeah, I help Bryn out a lot. And then, when he's not here, I try to help out even more.
When we were doing the music news earlier and you had to play all those songs, were you like nervous? You seemed jittery.
You know, I'm always kind of jittery, so yeah. I can't. Mm. I was nervous, you know, but I'm more comfortable.
You don't look like, you know, to look at you, you don't look like a guy who would be nervous. Like, you know, you're kind of relaxed looking, but then you start talking to you and like your hands are going and
yeah,
you need to breathe. Maybe do yoga.
I blame my dad. My dad
oh,
is very
anxious.
Yeah, if you look at my dad and then me and my brother, it's just
break the mold, dude.
We'll just blame him.
No.
What do you think that is? Like, you're high strung?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, like an anxiety thing. You know, my mom has a lot on my mom's side of the family, too. I mean, it could be. I mean, there's a lot going on there. Yeah.
Oh,
huh.
Yeah. Every family has. It's crazy.
Yeah, we have a lot there. So, yeah, we
yoga might really
on.
Help. You know, I have anxiety a lot, too. And when I would go to yoga, it would remind me, just breathe. Just shake out your shoulders. Breathe. No one is coming for you. No one is going to hurt you.
No one is coming for you.
That's, look, you tell yourself what you need to hear, you know?
Well, I
but
used
it can
to,
really help.
Yeah, I used to drink a lot and use a
that's
lot to self-medicate.
That's
and
not
that
helpful.
Now,
oh, you don't do that at all?
I don't do that
oh,
at
you
all.
You
yeah.
quit.
Are you clean and sober?
I am, yes.
Oh, how
good
long?
For you.
Since 2010.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 23.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. So,
well, look, you came to sobriety early enough to
not ruin
have a
your life,
life
mm-hmm. right?
Right. Does your wife drink?
She does not, which is
great.
Pretty interesting when you because it wasn't like we met in sobriety or anything like that. It was like
she just
doesn't
drink.
Like it. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's fucking lucky.
Because I've been with a lot of girls. Yeah, hung out
it's
with a
hard
lot of girls
when
that
someone's
do.
Partying and you just want to be part of the gang.
Yeah, and most aren't too bad, but there is still things I, you know, get weirded out about. And I try not to, you know, but it's like, yeah, if they're drinking, it's like, what do we do? You know, do we kiss? You know, I don't want to trigger that.
I actually wondered that because when Vinny and Christina visited us in Tahoe, and Vinny's been sober for years and years, she was having a glass of wine, and I actually asked her, you know, we were had an alone moment together, and I was like, can you kiss him after you've had, and she goes, yeah. She was like, it was no thing.
Yeah, we don't, I'll
you weren't like lapping the wine.
No, there's no. There's more to this story than, so look, in reality, she's a normal person. Like, she can have a glass of wine and doesn't get ripped. But in the pandemic, she drank more than I'd ever seen her drink.
Oh,
and
I where was, you were saying, hold that third glass until after I go
yeah,
to bed.
And I truly had to say, look, you know what? And I've said this to her before, too. So your wife doesn't drink at all. But with Christina, I've said, you know, do me a favor. Go get shit-faced. With your friends, not around me. I don't want to see it. Like, go do that.
I don't want to hold your hair back.
But I don't
want to.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved. And in, you know, she's pretty good about it. But she still has, like, on 4th of July, we had friends over, and she got ripped. She had 3 or 4 glasses of wine, and there was a point where our friends left, and they went and did their thing. I looked out in the backyard from upstairs, and she's, well, I don't want to say passed
she's
out.
She's passed out.
Let's call her asleep by the fire pit at 10 at night. And I'm looking down there going, I shouldn't have to pick this up, but I do. Like, I can't go to bed and leave a fire burning and a lady passed out in the backyard. So I had to go down the stairs, wake her up, turn the fire pit off. Bring her in. I'm like, this is BS.
You know, it's funny because but with the contrast of that with a guy who doesn't drink at all, like, she just had a fun night, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, she didn't do anything wrong or any of that. But, you know, the problem, as I see it, she didn't go through that with you.
No.
All she has is your stories about that stuff.
And I don't even like to tell stories. Right. They're not flattering.
No. But that's the thing. I for her, she doesn't have all the whys and all the bad memories
right.
of that.
What I would say, though, is I do think even people who don't have a problem, they drank more during the pandemic. I just think that became a bigger issue in a lot of people's lives. The weird part are the people you hear who drank their whole life, and I've heard this more than once, and then in the pandemic, they found a problem.
Yeah.
Like, because they're home, because it was kind of...
Why wouldn't I?
Well, it was also kind of dark.
Yes.
The curiosity of, what does this mean for us? Is this the beginning of the end? You heard people talking about it.
Yeah.
You heard truly people had fears about that. And I think that there was some depression that people suffered. And it ended up bringing out...
Things that were small problems became big problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't have a problem with her having a drink or two, but yeah, I don't want to be around it.
Well, right.
I just don't.
Because that just makes it harder for you.
And also, you know, when people drink, they have, like, she'll get argumentative about something where I'm just like, I couldn't fucking care ever in a million years. So just win. Whatever it is, I just don't care.
But she, it's
and
about
you're spitting
the argument.
On
she
me.
Wants to
stop it. Like,
she wants to have a fight.
I know. Well, she wants to. Yeah, she's.
Well, she's very quiet, so I'm not surprised to hear that when
it uncorks her.
That it uncorks her.
Yeah,
because we have this one friend, Heather, who is very quiet. She is actually a very close friend of mine, and she's very quiet and demure.
She's incredibly quiet. Yes,
she is. Just doesn't. But is. Will answer any questions or, you know,
right.
She's not like shy. Well, I guess there is some shyness, but whatever. So I remember the first time she and her husband came over our house and we liked them and we sat down and we were playing cards and we were having drinks. And this side of Heather came out that I was like, I fucking love you.
Oh.
Like you, when she, because she started just being funny and goofy and just all this, like, it all sort of came out.
It lets it out.
It
okay.
lets it out. So I don't, I am always plying her with booze. I'm like, hey, you want another drink?
You know what? And that's what's interesting when I talk to different people who've had bad experiences with alcohol for whatever, however that is. There's, I'm fine. I'm out. There's nothing. There's, I don't need booze to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And if anything, booze made me
introverted.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be around. You wanted to do that alone. That's how I got with cocaine.
Well, I
just
did,
like,
that alone.
I want to be alone.
In part because of our jobs.
Yes.
And
oh,
so
sure.
I'm known. I couldn't just go to a bar and have a drink and not have it end up on the air.
Right.
Especially since I'm crawling out of the bar.
Right.
Instead of, you know.
I thought he said he was sober.
Having,
click, 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 click.
Yeah,
click.
Having a drink and leaving. Instead, I'm there for the half the day.
Right.
So I didn't do that. But that is, it's weird that. That's for most people, it's the thing that lets them free,
yeah.
Freeze them.
Oh, she starts singing. I mean, she's.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
And actually, I will say this, though, having known her all this time, she's a lot looser with me now.
Right, of course.
Probably because she knows I've seen her throw up.
Oh.
So, you know, I've seen it all.
Right.
It started out that way with me, but yeah, towards the end, I remember one of the big signs for me that there was an issue is that I did get clean for a minute, but I didn't actually try. And then, you know, then I started drinking again, and my stepdad was like, I didn't have to see you drink. I knew you were drinking again. You know, just by my demeanor.
Oh.
Yeah, and my attitude completely flipped.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was one of the things.
It brought out,
like,
the worst in you.
Yeah, for sure.
It does in some people, you know, really. It's like instant asshole. Just add a beer. but for some people, it really, I mean, and socially, you know, if you can socially, it does loosen you up a little bit, and you do feel like,
oh well, that's why it's worldwide,
yeah,
the best thing ever.
Yeah,
worldwide,
people have been trying to get out of their heads since people had heads,
right?
You know, yeah, well, I'll lick a toad. Yeah, I'll do that.
That's, I was just
try
gonna
every
say,
mushroom.
Who the hell licks a toad? Right. Someone trying to get high.
Yeah, maybe this will, oh yep, that's pretty good. Yeah, fucking drugs and alcohol, man.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on this, but listen.
People didn't have problems with them, we'd all be doing them all the time.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I'd have a beer with me now.
But that would indicate that you had a problem.
Right, but that's the point, is that's why that I can't get my head around not doing that since I can.
All right, I'm going to do a couple things here.
Okay.
I've got a response to two different shows, and they're from earlier in June because we were on vacation, et cetera. And then I have a kind of a fun little bad advice. So
all
we'll
right.
do them both. We'll start with the responses. You can call me Mad Dog. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for giving us an alternate name other than just don't say my name. I'm responding to two different Secret Show topics you had. Wednesday, June 8th and Thursday, June 9th. For the Wednesday, June 8th show, Vinny talked about the study showing how women are more into aggressive porn. You then went into women losing their virginity and how many of those experiences are not always consensual. It made me think of my slutty college years and how there were so many instances where men basically pushed me to have sex. I'll admit it, I'm a people pleaser and I've always struggled speaking up for myself, but I always felt pressured in those situations. I would say no to the first attempt, but most of those guys just kept pushing. And after saying no more than once, I would in turn roll over and give up. With the modern day Me Too movement, it puts a lot of situations I've experienced into perspective. I'm not entirely blaming guys, but when Sarah was talking about her first BJ experience, I resonated with that. While, yes, we have to teach boys and young men about no means no, what I think is more important is about empowering girls and young women to say, no, I don't want to do that, and that is okay. Just her two cents. Okay. Then Mad Dog goes on. For the Thursday, June 9th show, someone wrote in for advice on not being asked to be a bridesmaid, and this is where I don't agree with your bad advice. She's calling it actually bad. I love you guys, but give that girl a break. I have totally been there, and it's such a horrible feeling. As I said earlier, I'm a people pleaser, and I also put more effort than anyone into friendships and relationships. It is crushing to know that you think highly of someone in your life and then realize that feeling's not mutual. I give kudos to that girl for saying how she felt to her friend, and if I was her, I probably would pass on the wedding. However, I would look at that as a good thing and realize that maybe that friendship wasn't good for you in the long run. As I get older, I've cut off a few toxic friendships because at the end of the day, they were doing more harm than good. That is what I think that girl should realize. Don't hold a grudge. Just wish that friend well. Chop it off.
Get on down the road.
Sorry if this is too long for a response. It isn't. Slurps all around. Can you do a happy hour soon? It has been a minute. You know, I'm actually glad you bring that up. We do like the happy hours, and while we're doing them, they are fun. But now that it's not a pandemic anymore, I very often, or Bryn very often, or other people who want to do the show very often, we're doing things. It's a Friday, and we've got plans. It has been increasingly difficult to put those together just because life is back.
Well, yeah, I would think that that's fair.
Mm.
Like, yeah, we're not trapped inside anymore. That was the reason for right. that event, was everyone was home, and you could just...
Everyone was
and
home.
All the houses were wired, and everyone could easily jump in.
Right. So it's not even just that we were free. It was that you were free, too.
Right.
It was that we were all like, well, let's just get on the Zoom and let everybody in. So they're not gone forever, and we'll occasionally have those, but they just aren't coming together the way they used to. So there you go. Thank you, Mad Dog, for the... Let me put that into my red file. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah. How do I do that? Never mind. I'll do it later. Okay. Jesus Christ. I can't fucking figure this thing out. Okay. Longtime listener, almost 20 years now. Hard to believe, but first time writing in. You guys have become such a huge and happy part of my day, and you make my long commute something I actually look forward to. Thank you all for doing what you do. I just adore you all and look forward to all of your shows. And I will say, right back at you. We just got some ratings that we have you to thank for. Thank you, thank you, thank you for every minute you give us listening to this show. That all the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Without you,
we're nothing.
Okay, need some advice. Don't say my name. Call her Sexy Stoned. That's what she says.
No, I won't do it.
Sexy Stoned says, I've been married for 6 years now. We have two small kids, which of course dramatically slowed down our sex life.
Yeah, it does.
Over the past year, though, we've discovered gummies, which, oh my God, have turned our sex life around and honestly have turned it into some pretty hot, steamy, uninhibited sex. We have one on average twice a week, and the sex is out of this world. My question is this. Is it bad that 95% of our sex is now when we're high on gummies? I try and make a point to have some sex on our off nights, but honestly, that's pretty rare. Is this a problem?
I can't speak to your drug use, but I would say it like this. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
If you're having fun, you're doing it right.
Right.
So unless that's something that you can't stop
right.
when you're not, like now you're doing it when you take the kids to school, that's probably a bad time to take a gummy, is when you're getting the kids in the car and
that
driving
would be a
them.
Problem.
But if you can do that at home and in the comfort of your own bed yep. with your partner, I think that's great. It should be fun.
It should be.
And the bummer becomes when it's a chore, and that's a drag, but it even the chore is like, okay, I still need it. So, you know, if you're going to...
So fucking do it!
If you're going to be disgruntled about it, fine. I don't want you to be.
I don't like that this is a pity fuck, but I will take it.
Yes. So I'm serious, though. If you're fun, both having fun, that's fucking great.
I agree with you about the problem thing, but I would also point out that for many, many people, sex is...
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Preceded by a couple drinks.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, have a drink. It's 5 o'clock. You take, have a drink, maybe have another one a little later. And then, so what is the difference? It's not, gummies aren't legal. You're not breaking the law. And it relaxes you and you're able to get a hold of those and still care for your children. I agree. If you're taking a gummy when you wake up in the morning and then driving your kids to school, problem, red flag. But yeah, I mean, it's a problem if you think it's a problem.
No.
I think it sounds like you feel guilty for having fun.
Your sex life's back.
Yeah.
It's done nothing but good for you. So I wouldn't be worried about that at all. And you know, look, it goes back to... When you've got little kids around, it's hard to be loose and have fun because you are, I mean, I honestly.
You're on call.
We have to lock the door in order to be able to do it without consent. And that doesn't mean they're not going to knock on the door, but at least they can't open it and catch us in the act.
We'll never have my contractor, Richard, do work for you because he showed my kids how to pick locks.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story.
Oh boy, there were two locked doors between us and the kids, and they were just, you know, they have a little hole, and all you need is, and I can hear them giggling, like, ah, we got this one open, ah, I'm like, oh my god, ah! John's like, you know, toweling to trying to cover up what he's got
going
on. And
actually, because I don't know what really happened, but I know the story you told seemed that you guys took it in stride. I don't hit my kids. I don't even really yell at my kids that much. I would be fucking so mad because I never get her time.
Yeah.
Ever.
And so maybe John was mad, but I wasn't mad.
Yeah,
I didn't care.
I'm just saying, like, there's, you know, there's the occasional, this is back to their story. You're back together. Yes, do whatever works. You can't even get a word in with your partner without the kids going, Mom, Mom, Mom,
right.
Mom. And they actually are trying to cut in. They're trying to stop you two from talking and take the attention away from you two.
Sorry,
and to themselves.
When did this become not about me?
Right.
Right.
And that happens. It happens at the dinner table.
Well, we sat
it happens...
them down and said very seriously, like, that's a locked door. You will appreciate knowing about locked doors very soon.
Yeah. Right.
And that's locked for a reason, not to challenge you to come into the fucking room. And then here's a PS from Sexy Stoned. I did Coco's homework for her. I had tried 69 years ago in a prior relationship and never was a fan. But the other day, after thinking about your show, I decided to give it a try, and I loved it. Thanks for planting the seed, guys. You're the best. And my husband thanks you, too.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't like 69. I think it's great.
Oh, I know you think so.
It's fun. But I like licking pussy, so that's, you know,
so
for me.
So anything that involves that is...
Yeah, I'm into that.
Bonus. That is all we have time for. But please send your bad advices and all your questions, comments, stories. We love those responses to stuff to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And they will get read and filed and perhaps make a debut appearance on the show. Thanks again, by the way, for listening.
Yeah.
Like, really, thank you.
The end.